I think in some sense, some good deeds you do are recognized right away. It's like some sins are open beforehand.
You know?
And I'd rather get my sin out in the open. And also, to some degree, and then, but just so that it would not be, you know, someone could accuse me later. It would be an open issue. It's like Paul, you know. A lot of his past was just out there for everyone to know about. Some they follow after, you know. You know, Christ covers our sin, and it causes some things, you know, some things done in secret. You know, he says everything done in secret is going to be proclaimed on the housetops. I don't see a lot of good in hiding sin, except that Christ hid it. But he hides it in the sense of, by his blood, he causes it to be so that we won't be held accountable for it by God, you know. Doesn't mean you still can be held accountable in the earth. That's why a bishop has to be blameless. So they can't be called to account over things. So it's sort of almost a philosophical musing here. You know, sometimes good deeds are obvious. Sometimes they're not. You know, like Jesus said, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. You know, and as it says in Revelation, you know, their good works follow them. Works do follow them. I gotta remember exactly which part of the book of Revelation that's from. Oh yeah, Revelation 14. That's it. Revelation 14:13. Starting verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and the works to follow them. Paul is just sort of observing something here, that some works and sins are visible, and others are invisible. But all go to judgment, and all are rewarded. They are not hid from God. And nor can they be.